The Liam McCarthy Cup is in Clare, the Sam Maguire in Armagh. The Brendan Martin Trophy will have a new home too from Sunday. Kerry, 11 times champions, or the women of Galway looking for their second All-Ireland senior football title. The LGFA is celebrating 50 years this year. We'll hear from Galway tomorrow. Our reporter Jackie Fox has been to the Kingdom, looking to avoid a three in a row of final defeats and return to the glory days of nine in a row in the 1980s.
Final preparations for the Kerry ladies team ahead of Sunday's big game. Something former player Kathleen Curran knows all about.
They have to win this one. It's like this is three now in a row now. They've gone. They have to start. They seem to go out and the other team seems to just push their way through them. And it's not till the second half that Kerry seem to get into the game. I'm confident that they'll do it.
Kathleen was part of a Kerry team that won nearly every All-Ireland final back in the 80s.
Oh, it's lovely to look back on it. At the time when you're playing, everything just flashes by. You don't appreciate it. So when you retire, you think about everything. Like, we were just an amazing team that blended so well together. Everyone knew each other's position. And it was the old style football, like of kick and catch, which isn't there now.
But there was to be no fairy tale ending for Laois, appearing.
Kerry's last win.
Three goals in quick succession for Kerry dashed the hopes of the Leinster champions.
1993.
We've trained very well since the semi final, and the girls are really looking forward to, I suppose, undertaking the biggest game of the year.
Declan Quill is Kerry's joint manager.
I'm unfortunately haven't brought home Brendan Martin yet, but look, we get another chance at it on Sunday, and that's what it's all about, just being there on the big day and hopefully just giving ourselves that chance to, I suppose, bridge the gap of 31 years.
Kerry got to this final after beating Armagh in a spectacular semi-final. Kerry will play Galway this Sunday at Croke Park, a first ever final meeting between the two counties. For one of the most decorated Kerry football players, it's a special moment.
And when you step onto Croke Park pitch, let no one tell you differently. You grow 10 foot taller. You're in that Kerry jersey and you're proud to be in that Kerry jersey.
That's Marion O'Doherty. She's a three-time All-Star with 8 senior All-Ireland medals. Marion says losing the last two finals and having a mix of experience on the team will help this weekend.
Like, you have the likes of Lorraine Scanlon, Louise Murray Hartig, Sifra Shea, but then you have the new ones like Danielle O'Leary, who is performing supremely at the moment. Sifra's after coming back into the fold. She's due a good game, and I hope next Sunday she pulls it off. Now, Kerry have been there for the last two years, so that should stand to them on the day. They should know their mistakes and where they made them last year and the year before. They were unfortunate last year. They kind of fell apart halfway through the second half. But that should stand to them in this year's All-Ireland final up against Galway.
While all hoping it's third time lucky, Declan Quill has one ask.
So look, we've built our fan base, I suppose, the last couple of years, but with the men being not in the All-Ireland this year, I suppose people have a few extra quid in the pocket maybe, and it really encouraged them to come out and support the girls on Sunday. It'd be huge to hear a massive Kerry roar when we run out to the field at 4:15 on Sunday. And, you know, when things are tight in the match or when you need that little extra bit of a G-up, it's the fans that get behind you and it makes a huge difference. The girls hear the noise, they hear the support that they're getting, and it gives them that extra bit of a boost throughout the game. So I think it's really important that everyone gets in the cars, the trains, the aeroplanes, whatever you want to make to Dublin, do it. Get to Croke Park, it's a great day out. There's going to be three finals on the same day. Hopefully they'll be there to see a historic occasion of Kerry bringing back the Brendan Martin for the first time in 31 years, and it'll be great to be part of that day.
Kerry joint manager Declan Quill ending that report from Jackie Fox. There are loads of tickets available for Sunday on Ticketmaster. €30 for adults, €15 for juveniles for an All-Ireland final, and one of the best days out at Croke Park. The Camogie final is next Sunday.